This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A report by the Denver District Attorney explores the disparities in how some felony convictions are decided. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
Black defendants are more likely to face charges that are later dismissed, while white defendants are more likely to get the option to not be convicted at all through a deferral. These were the findings of a report from April this year. A follow-up study released this week aimed to shine more light on these discrepancies. It came to the conclusion that the reasons behind the judgments were similar across racial groups. Denver's district attorney was quick to take credit for the findings, but critics say the underlying trends, more case dismissals for black defendants and more deferrals for white defendants, point to larger, more systemic issues. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
Farm workers in the state now have the right to weekly overtime pay for the first time. The state's Labor Department has adopted new rules. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Until now, farmers were not required to pay the state's roughly 40,000 farm workers overtime. Starting next year, they'll have to if employees work more than 60 hours a week. Hunter Knapp is with Project Protect Food Systems Workers, a worker-led nonprofit. He says it's a historic move, but there are still loopholes.
Because agricultural workers are still excluded from daily overtime pay, and that is one of the most critical parts of protecting workers.
The changes only apply to weekly pay. They're the result of a major labor rights bill passed during the most recent legislative session. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A prominent Denver pastor known for his activism against gang violence died Wednesday. George Roberts pushed back against gang violence and often preached at funerals for people killed in homicides. He was 65. This is CPR News and KRCC.